Hello, I am Miss Carol, and I'm about to read a Politics National article written by Juniper on Tuesday, September the 18th of 2018. And Juniper writes for the Sterling Post News. At the beginning of the article, Juniper has drawn a great picture. You see the top half of an old-fashioned alarm clock. It's not electric. It's one you just wind up, and it clangs and makes a lot of noise. And it's got a caption over it that says, "Time is running out." And the running out are in red letters, so you can tell this clock is very loud. So let's hear what Juniper has to say. Here we go. "My name is Juniper. I am a 17-year-old high school senior, and my gender is female. My profile is on the following page, but I have not included a picture of myself. The decision to remain anonymous was made because I am interested in writing about politics. I am sure in the future I will make mistakes voicing my opinion, and in this arena, there is very little room for error. Therefore, I am letting everyone know right now I can only do the best I can. Please be patient. Today, I would like to start out by saying that I am disappointed with many people who are not listening to the other side in politics. That is aimed at both sides, the Democrats and Republicans. To me, debating the issues is how you come up with the best solutions. Finding common ground has always been essential to passing legislation. I'm not currently associated with any political party. I planned on figuring out my opinion on these matters after I graduated from college. But since I have been offered an opportunity to voice my thoughts unabated on these matters today, my timeline has changed. I am ready to tell you what I think and how I feel. First of all, I am not for or against Donald Trump, but I do think he's an unusual president. I remember Barack Obama barely. I also have little recollection of his political stances, but I know some from history. The reason President Trump, in my opinion, is so unique is because he doesn't act like a president. I am comparing him to the other 44 Americans who have earned their way through the office. There has never been anyone like Trump. I believe that to be a true statement, mainly because of how he uses social media. Every president in the past has always placated to the press to get their message out. He does not. Now, I would like to get to my point in this article. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is being accused of sexual misconduct today by Christine Ford. The misconduct accusation is coming from his high school years. I am in high school. It matters to me whether he did this or not, and I want to know the truth. Will I ever know the truth? Probably not. He said, she said, could go on forever. Does the truth matter? Yes, to me it does. He will rule from the Supreme Court bench, possibly for decades, and his decisions will most certainly affect my life. But if the accusations turn out to be fabricated, I'm going to throw up. Tearing down a man for political purposes is not right. The Me Too movement is an important topic, but to use it to gain power is wrong on so many levels. I would like to talk directly to the kids for a minute. Listen, please stand up every day and take accountability for your own actions. Excuse me. This hearing proves who you are now matters, and who you will become matters even more. Don't be complacent. Make sure your actions have purpose and always believe in something. But never think your something is better than someone else's. We all together form America, so working together will surely make us better. Signed, Juniper. And an update, Brett Kavanaugh was sworn in as the 114th Supreme Court Justice on October 6 of 2018. Although it was under protest for the Democrats and their party, there was no corroborating evidence put forth by his accusers, said the FBI. So that's the end of the article. And there are several interesting points to think about and to discuss about this article. One point Juniper made at the very end of the article is when she stated that your actions have purpose and it matters what you do. It matters how you behave, and what you do in school matters, and what you do in high school matters. So you see, if you do something that you should not have in high school, that could follow you for the rest of your life. It won't just go away, and people may not forget about it, especially if you go into public office or into politics. So, yes, this has been settled now because Brett Kavanaugh has been sworn in as a Supreme Court justice. And as the article stated, the FBI investigated him, and they found no evidence at all that that he did something wrong in high school. So this is really the whole matter was a very important topic, and it was on TV at the time. It was in the news every night. So maybe you discussed it, or did you hear your parents talk about it? You could talk to them about it, or you could talk to your friends and see what you think. But I am glad it's all over now, and I personally am glad that Brett Kavanaugh got on the Supreme Court. I think he will do an excellent job. So that's all for now. Bye-bye.